Welcome back for day 13 of our Lenten journey through the book of Exodus. Our suggested reading is Exodus chapter 13, and our key verses are 11 through 22. Two important factors come in for our reading today. The first is built around the Hebrew word pada, which means redeem. God calls for a sacrifice of all firstborn males, but allows a substitutionary sacrifice of a lesser value to be offered instead. This move rejects the idea of human sacrifice and also allows agricultural families to keep valuable livestock while still worshiping God and remembering God's faithfulness. This sets up the pathway for how Jesus serves as our sacrificial lamb, being offered as a substitution for us. God offers to pay for us when we are unable to pay our own debt. I'm sure you can remember those moments of generosity when your parents or grandparents helped you financially, or a friend covered for you in a tight spot. These acts of redemption point us to the ultimate redemption that we find in Christ. The other important note found in this chapter is the leadership of God for the people. God is in front of and behind them, day and night, leading them into the promised land. God even leads them away from a conflict with the Philistines, not only to keep them safe, but to prevent them from wanting to run back to the safety and security of Egyptian enslavement. God might not be leading us with a pillar and cloud of fire, but God is still leading us day to day. How have you experienced God's redeeming work in your life, paying a debt that you cannot afford to pay? How can you pay better attention to the leadership of God in your life? Name two practices you could use each day to help you better see and hear God's guidance.